There are several key local races on tomorrow's ballot. Here's a look at the contest for St. Bernard Parish President. Dave Peralta is facing six challengers in his bid for re-election as St. Bernard Parish President. And it's not his only battle. Reporter Richard Thompson covers the parish for the New Orleans Advocate, and he's monitoring several court cases involving Peralta.
Currently what he's facing is a stalking charge in St. Tammany Parish against his ex-wife, as well as a number of campaign finance counts and perjury counts in Baton Rouge. And then more recently, he was charged in a lengthy 22-count indictment in St. Bernard, which includes allegations of malfeasance in office and abuse of power.
When those cases began in April 2014, several members of the parish council called for him to resign. He didn't. They were made again, and he refused. His six challengers say they can better represent the parish and focus on specific issues.
Half of the candidates are presenting themselves as outsiders who are ready to turn the page, and the others are saying, well, we were here before and things were better, and we're who you need to be able to lead it. But the big issues, I think, right now facing it are trying to improve the parish's water supply. They've had an issue with a rare brain-eating amoeba that had killed a young boy there in 2013 and then turned up again in the water this summer. And also last year, residents had rejected a slate of about $10 million in tax renewals that are key to funding services like fire protection, garbage, libraries, and recreation. And so all of the candidates agree that that needs to be put back on.
University of New Orleans political science professor Ed Chervenak says it's difficult to predict an outcome for the race.
It's really hard to get in and find out what's going on down there, unless you're from there or you're related to someone down there. I'm really surprised that Mr. Peralta's been able to raise some money, so obviously there are people there who feel that he's doing a job and want him to continue as parish president.
Thompson says he's almost certain there will be a runoff, and for former council members to do well.